With SRN Sports, I'm George Williams. In NBA action last night, two of the league's top teams locked horns, and the Rockets came away with a two-point victory over the Celtics, 114-112. Also by 2 points, the Suns beat the Clippers, 111-109. Lakers beat the Hornets, 112-107. Cavs over the Pistons, 110-91. Timberwolves beat the Hawks, 110-92. Kings beat the Nets, 110-96. The Heat over the Magic, 125-119. In a rout, the Knicks beat the Grizzlies, 143-106. Raptors over the Pelicans, 113-104. Bulls beat the Nuggets, 129-121. Mavericks over the Wizards, 130-108. And it was the Bucks over the Jazz, 125-110. NHL 5 games, Red Wings beat the Kings. Flyers over the Devils. Oilers beat the Kraken. Canucks winners over the Blues. And by a goal, the Sharks beat the Penguins, 2-1. This is SRN Sports. As soon as this year's Super Bowl matchup between the Eagles and Chiefs was set, workers at the Wilson Sporting Goods factory in Ohio jumped into action to make custom balls for the big game. Plant manager Casey Patton.
Being part of the story, being on the largest stage in the world in 2 weeks, so it's just the buzz, man. It's the pride that these people have in the craftsmanship that goes on out there.
The factory makes game balls used by every NFL team, along with many of the nation's top college programs and high schools. The Eagles meet the Chiefs for the Super Bowl for the second time in 3 years on February 9th in New Orleans. NCAA Top 25 College Basketball last night. Second-ranked Duke beat NC State, but in an upset, Arizona got the best of third-ranked Iowa State. The score there was 86-75. Auburn remains number one in the nation in the latest poll. This is SRN Sports.